Weather conditions across the majority of the Midwest will continue favorably mixed as we move forward through this next 5 to 7 days. There should be periods of sunshine for most and also periods of rain. All of the precipitation is going to be light enough that field work will work its way around the events, and for the most part we'll see some improvement in those areas that have become a little bit drier biased in the past few weeks, and then specifically I'm talking about some of the eastern portions of the Midwest. Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and parts of Kentucky are still in need of some moisture, and it looks like that precipitation will be coming along as we move forward through this next 7 day period. The precipitation in the southwestern Corn Belt, where it's been exceptionally wet for a while, is going to be tapering off at the same time we see the improvement in the eastern parts of the Midwest. So in general, most of the region is likely to benefit from the weather changes that are forthcoming over the next 7 days. The majority of the region will get rain at one time or another. I don't think there'll be too many places that are exceptional to that. We'll expect the precipitation, though, to be lightest in the areas from Kansas into parts of Iowa and northwestern Missouri. Those areas will see the least amount of rain, but a lot of that region has already had the most amount of precipitation in the past couple of weeks, and so the drier tendencies there will certainly be welcome. There's also going to be a favorable mix of rain and sunshine across the northern plains and upper Midwest. There's still some lingering dryness out across parts of Minnesota from the multiple months of below average precipitation that occurred last autumn and winter, but that will likely disappear as time moves forward. Tomorrow morning we're going to see some chilly temperatures again in the upper parts of the Midwest. North Dakota and Minnesota will be subjected to some frost once again, maybe a couple of freezes near the Canada border, but none of this is expected to cause a serious impact on the majority of summer crops, and there may be a little leaf burning that occurs in a few spots, but there shouldn't be any significant threat to any of the production potential. We will see the frost risk down into parts of Wisconsin as well as northern Minnesota and parts of northeastern North Dakota. This morning, that same cold air mass produced a lot of frost and freeze conditions across Canada's prairies and in particular Saskatchewan, where some canola as well as other crops were negatively impacted, at least for a short-term period. The majority of the U.S. Midwest will see temperatures cool off from that same cool air mass as we go through the weekend. The temperatures will get cool enough that we'll see the afternoon temperatures back into the 60s and 70s for a fair amount of the region. This will occur on Saturday and Sunday in particular. A few upper 50 degree highs may occur in the far north. We'll look for the lowest temperatures at night to slip back into some 40 and 50 degree temperatures, with a few middle and upper 30s likely from central Wisconsin into Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, as I noted previously. We will see those low temperatures turn right around, though, and become more seasonable again next week, with 50 and 60 degree lows expected once again, and the afternoon temperatures should be rebounding again as well, and we'll look for those afternoon readings to get it back into the 70s and lower 80s for much of the region right after the weekend. So the end result here is that we'll be looking at favorable soil moisture and some timely shower and thunderstorm activity, along with a seasonable range of temperatures. It should prove to be beneficial for most crops in the region. 7 day rainfall across the Midwest will vary from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch in the western Corn Belt, with the exception of maybe a few areas in the far north where there will be some stronger thunderstorms. Rainfall in the east, though, will range also from around 3/10 of an inch to as much as an inch over the next 7 days, with a few areas in Kentucky possibly getting more than that. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.